Thanks, Dan. Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve. I'm the vicar. It's great to welcome you here, whether you're watching online or in the building. Do keep your Bibles open. You need a Bible this morning. We're going to jump to an Old Testament passage and a New Testament passage as we continue to look at the Lord's Prayer. Let me pray as we come to look at God's Word together. Let's bow our heads. Why don't we just pray our own prayers in our hearts, and I'll lead us in a moment to prepare ourselves to hear the Word of the Lord. Oh, Father, we do thank you so much that you are a good shepherd who leads us through joy, through sorrow, through want, through plenty. You are faithful. Your mercy pursues us. You'll take us home. Until you take us home, Lord, to glory, pray you'll help us to learn, to pray, to trust you, to have faith in you, the great shepherd God who loves us and gave your Son for us. Speak now. Help me in all my weakness to communicate your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, here's the question. You're asked the question, what do you need? And I'd like you to write a list, not right now, imagine it's imagination. I'd like you to write a list of the things that you need right now. I wonder what you'd put on that list. Have a think. What would you write down of your needs right now? Maybe it's money to pay the bills. Maybe it's friendship. Maybe it's hope. Maybe it's food, or work, or comfort, or healing, or a home to call your own. We'd all have very different lists of needs. Here's the second question. How do you think you'll get what you need? I wonder what you'd write. Where would you go? Who would you ask? What would you do? Well, as we look at this next verse of the Lord's Prayer, we see that Jesus wants us to bring to him our needs. He wants us to ask him, as we see in our verse here, to ask. And Jesus wants us to teach us to depend on our Heavenly Father for all that we need each day. And so he asks us to pray, teach us to pray, give us today our daily bread. Bread is a picture of the necessities of life. Jesus says, give us today our daily bread. Notice, focus on today, on daily needs, what you need today. He also calls us to pray for what we need for each other, our daily bread. It's a prayer for others too. Give us today our daily bread. Now, do you pray for that? Do you pray for that? Each day, Jesus wants us to acknowledge that we depend on our Heavenly Father for what we need. Give us today our daily bread. Now, people debate what the bread means. Some say it's just your spiritual needs. Some say it's your physical needs. But I think it's both and. And hopefully, I'll show you from the Bible today why we say that. So as you face each day, Jesus wants to teach you to acknowledge before your Father in heaven what you need. He loves you to ask him. He loves you to ask him. Jesus teaches us to depend daily in prayer on our Heavenly Father for all we need. So pray, give us today our daily bread for your physical needs. So pray, give us today our daily bread for your spiritual needs. Firstly, then, we pray, give us today our daily bread for your physical needs. I'm going to look at why Jesus wants us to pray that and some applications. And we're going to see it's a prayer to pray in times of need and in times of plenty. I wonder, do you recognize that all that you need each day for life comes from the hands of a loving Heavenly Father? That even though in reality we work very hard to bring the money in, or we've worked hard to get a pension pot and a good ISA for retirement, that all that we have, our money, our food, comes from the Lord. He is the ultimate giver of all that we have, all that we enjoy. And I guess we'll be in different places this morning, won't we? Some of us never, ever have to worry about where the next meal is coming from, whether we'll be able to feed the kids. It doesn't cross our minds. But for some of us, we have to watch every penny. We're not sure where the next lot of money is going to come from. And in fact, we do not have enough money to buy the food we need. We depend on the food bank. We're so grateful for that. This morning, whether you're in need or in plenty, Jesus says, pray. Give us today our daily bread. You see, if you're in plenty this morning, which many of us are, there's a real danger, isn't there? There's a danger to become self-sufficient and ungrateful and take for granted that all that we have in our plenty comes at the hands of our Heavenly Father, not because of our capability. Or the opposite end of the scale, if we're in a place of need this morning, we can become resentful and moan about the lack of God's provision for us day by day. And we wish that we could be somebody else in the room. And Jesus teaches us all to pray this morning. Give us today our daily bread. And that phrase, daily bread, takes us back to the Old Testament. Daily bread is what God gave his rescued people in the wilderness. That manna from heaven was God's provision for them day after day after day for 40 years as they traveled to the promised land. Manna means, what is it? So actually, as they got out of their tents in the morning, they saw these little flakes across the ground, a bit like frosted flakes all over the ground in front of them. They got out of their tents and they said, what is it? What is it? What is it? Manna, manna, manna. And it was bread from heaven. God's daily provision for them for 6 days. On the sixth day, they were to collect enough food for the seventh day. So on the seventh, they could rest and have a Sabbath and enjoy the Lord. And God provided for them in their need in the wilderness. But as they approached the land, the promised land, which was stuffed full of so many things, they'd face the challenge that they didn't need the Lord and could manage on their own. So take your Bibles and flick back to page 187. Page 187 to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And the context of this is that they're about to enter the land. And the Lord reminds them of the challenges of their needs, but also the challenges of plenty that they would face. So have a look at chapter 8, verse 2. Let me read it to you, 2 to 5. Notice here how hunger and provision was used by the Lord. Verse 2 of chapter 8, page 187. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know that was what was on your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors have known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during those 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. When they were in the wilderness, God was treating them like his children. That's what they were. He trained them. He disciplined them to trust him and his provision. They were dependent on him every day for manna, for daily bread. And when they were hungry, the Lord humbled them to recognize their need of him. And God provided bread from heaven. They learned dependence, trusting the Lord. Depend on him. Depend on his word of provision. Learn, verse 3, that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from God, because it's by the decree, the word of God, that manna came. He provided it. He gave the instructions for manna to come. It depends on him, his promise, his word. You see, why, verse 4, do their clothes not wear out, nor do their feet get swollen? It's because of the Lord. God was training them in their need to trust him. Verse 5, to know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord disciplines you. We know, don't we, that every good mum or dad will train and discipline their kids because they love them. And God does that with them, and does that with us. The Lord is always a loving Father who trains us to trust Him in your physical needs, whether that be food or money or work or shelter or warmth or clothing. In your heart, friends, depend on the Lord. Learn to pray about your daily bread. Lord, I need your help. Give us today our daily bread. But even in times of plenty, we need to pray that prayer. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, the Lord tells his children that when they enter the land, there could be trouble ahead. It'd be like moving from old Mother Hubbard's cupboard to waking up in the middle of Waitrose. Imagine that. Look at verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks and streams and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. Olive oil and honey, are your mouths watering yet? A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God, for the good land is given you. But be careful, verse 11, that you do not forget the Lord. Be careful you don't forget the Lord in times of plenty. And verse 17, avoid this. You may say to yourself then, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord. There's a real danger, isn't there? That in plenty we think it's all about what we've produced, what we have done, the work of our hands, the brilliance of our minds, our capability. But no, Jesus says, I want you to learn to pray. Give us today our daily bread, because you need to recognize where what you've got has come from. Who you're depending on. Who you are trusting. Who is providing for you. Give us today our daily bread. Pauline Hamilton was a missionary in the last century in Taiwan. She's written this really great book. It's a real page turner. I'd like to read you a little bit. It tells the story of when all her money was stolen and she's going to have to provide food for herself and for others in the days ahead. At this point in the story, it's day 3 after the robbery and all the food is running out and her housemaid, Lulan, starts to panic. Listen to this. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin. After the third day after the robbery, Lulan came to me saying, there's nothing to make for breakfast. Well, set the table anyway, Pauline said. Why should I set the table when there is nothing to eat? She grumbled. Set the table, I repeated rather sternly, I'm afraid. It's hardly even 8 o'clock and I usually don't eat till 8:30. She mumbled and grumbled, slamming things down on the table and slipping out. I went to my room and closing the door behind me, I knelt down by my bed to pray. I prayed, Lord, I don't care if I don't eat, if that's your will. But I'm asking you to show Lulan, who wasn't a Christian, that you can provide for me. But when I went back, Lulan was still fussing around and complaining. And just then at 8:20, I heard someone knocking. Wondering who'd be calling so early, I went out to open the gate and there stood my neighbour, Mr. Lee. He came from Shandong, where the best steamed bread you could ever taste is made. And what do you suppose he had in his hands? But a big platter of steaming hot breads. Mr. Lee said, we know how much you like hot breads, so we made this for you. I thanked him, took my bread. I said, this is bread from heaven. I walked into the house. When Lulan saw what I was carrying, she asked with much curiosity, where'd you get that? The Lees down the lane made it, I answered simply. You can't just eat bread, she pouted. Well, lots of people do, I replied. And anyway, it will hold body and soul together. Even as we were talking, there came another knock at the back gate, which we didn't normally use. On opening it, I was surprised to find little Mrs. Wang with a good-sized parcel in her hands. With a quivering voice, she explained, I laid these. The parcel contained 20 eggs. When I took them in, Lulan's eyes fairly popped. Who brought those? She asked. Her voice lacking some of its earlier scorn. Oh, little Mrs. Wan from next door, she said she laid them all. Well, Lulan said, you don't have fruit or coffee. Feeling quite bold now, I replied, we don't really need fruit, Lulan, and we don't need coffee. I suggested she started preparing my breakfast and cooked two of the eggs. But before she had time to crack the eggs, there came another knock at the door. I went out. There's a little boy from next door saying, look, I've got this papaya for your breakfast from our tree. Mummy said to bring it round. Praising the Lord for what we'd done, I walked in chuckling, holding the papaya to Lulan. Once again, Lulan was full of questions. Mrs. Chang's son brought it on his way to school. You haven't got any coffee yet. Another knock came at the door. And there, Lulan ran past me, out of the door. And to her amazement was a man holding a tin of coffee from America for us to drink. Now I can keep going and reading. It's quite gripping, isn't it? You must read the book. But listen to what Pauline writes. God surely was providing, proving to be my Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, with a supply of breakfast several times a day for several days. Isn't that an amazing story? We might just think, well, that's the Lord's provision for a missionary on the mission field. But I wonder, what do you do when you get a knock at your door? And it's Tesco's. Or it's the food bank. If it's Tesco's, you might think, oh, I've got to put all that food away. What a hassle. Do you stop and think, my Heavenly Father provided that for me? Do you open your fridge and think, thank you, Father, for what you provided for me? Do you look at your clothes? Do you look at your home and think, thank you, Father, you provided that for me? The great danger of having so much is that we lose sight of God's provision for us. Well, Jesus says, don't. Pray every day. Give us today our daily bread. A very practical way to acknowledge that is, I wonder, have you given up praying at mealtimes? Or do you pray at mealtimes and say, thank you, Lord? A great rhythm for the day as you gather on your own or with your family or with friends to pray and acknowledge, all that I have is from you, Lord, and I'm so grateful. Notice the corporate prayer. Give us today our daily bread. Praise God for the ministry of Food Bank, Christians involved in feeding people in need. Praise God for that. We pray, give us today our daily bread. You see, Jesus teaches us to depend on our Father for all that we need physically, not just food, in all that we need. In times of need and in times of plenty, we are to pray, give us today our daily bread. Well, secondly then, when we pray this prayer, we pray, give us today our daily bread for all our spiritual needs. Jesus wants to teach us to depend on him for all we need, not just physically, but spiritually. Why do I say that? Well, let's have a look at why. Why don't you turn with me to John's Gospel, John chapter 6. I don't know, when you read the Lord's Prayer, whether bits of Scripture pop into your mind. You know, the Bible explains the Bible. And so we understand God's Word through the Word of God. And when I read that verse, give us our daily bread, I couldn't help but think of the Lord Jesus, who himself says, I am the bread of life. That comes in this passage in John 6. Jesus just fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He's traveled to the side of the lake in a boat. All those who have been fed are, I want to see Jesus. They follow him, they find him, they come to him. And he wants to challenge them, actually, about their deeper need. Not just food for their bellies, but food for their souls. So have a look at John 6, verse 32. Jesus said to them, page 1070, John 6, verse 32. Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you this bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. What is the true bread from heaven? For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Now, Jesus just fed 5,000. What is the bread that gives life to the world? Of course, it's the Lord Jesus, verse 35, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. What a great gift the Lord Jesus is. What a precious thing. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And wonderful, look what he says in verse 40. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son, that's to him, and believes in him, shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up on the last day. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone can eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus is the one, isn't he, whose body was broken, whose blood was outpoured. We remember that in communion. And where we feed on him by faith. He is the one that can give us life now, that starts now, that goes on forever and leads to eternity through faith in him. And he's the one who wants to daily feed us with himself, that we might grow in faith and love and knowledge of him. Now, some of us might not yet be Christians yet. Friends, can I encourage you to start the journey? Come to Jesus, trust him, and he'll give you life that satisfies, that goes on forever and ever. Come to him today. Trust him. And as you begin that journey with us, I want to ask you, do you daily recognize your need of Jesus, of the living bread, of the spiritual food that you need to be sustained day by day? When you pray, give us today our daily bread, do you pray, Father, feed me spiritually today with the truths of Jesus? I need to feed on Christ. I need that life that only he can give. I need you, Father, Son, and Spirit. I need you. Do you pray for that? I wonder how you do that practically. I know some of us use Bible notes. This one is called Daily Bread, very appropriately. Many other good products on the market. Not just this one, Explore, all sorts of things you can get on your phone to help you to read the living word so you might be fed daily and receive the spiritual life you need from the Lord. Jesus wants us to learn to depend on him daily for what we need spiritually. Don't be fooled to think you can manage without Jesus. Or manage that his truth. Or manage without prayer if you're a Christian. A dear friend of mine went through a very tough time in his life. He had to take some time off work. And after he came back, after that difficult time, he wrote a letter to some of his friends about what he'd learnt. Let me read part of it to you. The heading of this part of the letter was this: God's reminder of daily manna. God's reminder of daily manna. Let me read it to you. My friend writes, a wise Christian friend reminded me to keep seeking manna for each day. It's poignant that the people of Israel in the desert during the Exodus from Egypt only had enough food for each day, apart from on the Sabbath. They were vulnerable and resourceless, humanly speaking. And this 24-hour cycle was a profound reminder that everything they needed came from God. You see, when our supportive props are removed, health or anything else, it's a timely reminder that we are weak, just dust, and we depend on God for every single breath. Personally, it has become more precious to me than anything to seek manna, to seek God, and a sustaining word for each day. Jesus taught us to pray, give us today our daily bread. Let me read that last quote to you again. Personally, it has become more precious to me than anything to seek manna, to seek God, and a sustaining word for each day. Jesus taught us to pray, give us today our daily bread. Friends, do you recognize your need this morning as a Christian? I need daily manna. I need daily spiritual food to nourish and sustain me on the journey. That's what this part of the Lord's Prayer is all about. It's dependence, isn't it? It's faith. It's a daily faith, daily recognizing need for all that we need, physically and spiritually. And the Father cares, and he wants to ask us to depend and to live out what that means. I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where you have a task before you, you just cannot do it. And you try and try and you fail. I had a moment like that a few weeks ago. And in the end, I thought, I need help. I was doing a DIY job around the house. I need the wisdom of someone more competent than I. In all my incompetence, I needed great, great wisdom. And of course, I turned to someone I thought could help me. I turned to John, our site manager. And I said, John, here's the problem. What do I need to do to fix it? And his face lit up. That's what John does. He's brilliant at stuff like that. He told me exactly the options I could do. He said, I'll do it for you if you like. I said, no, I'd like to try, but thank you so much. And I went home. I did it. And I ran back the next day and said, John, thank you so much for your help. I did it. And he gave me a big smile. He was delighted that the help he gave me had been a help and been a blessing. Clearly glad to help this incompetent vicar. Now, think of your Father in heaven who loves you. He really loves you. And he wants you to ask him. It's not a chore for him. It's a delight. Delighted to help. Delighted to provide as we depend on him. Jesus teaches us the scope of what to ask him in this prayer. And in this verse, we learn to humble ourselves and acknowledge and trust him each day and pray, give us today our daily bread. Let me pray. Lord, we're so sorry and we confess that we so often take gifts you give for granted, the gift of our physical needs, the gift of spiritual needs, and sorry, Lord, for that. And whether we're in need or in plenty today, teach us to pray. Give us today our daily prayer, the daily bread. Teach us to depend on you, to rely on you, to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.